Come on, man.
Uncle Melty's here. Uncle Melty's here. Ugh. That makes it sound gross. Uncle Melty. Uncle Melty. Hey, Kevin Brennan, will you leave my dick alone? I feel like I can't get on a bus without you running up to my dick and going, leave my dick alone. It's none of your business what my dick is doing. Why is he so concerned with what everybody else is doing? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Who cares? Everybody's like, oh, where's Chad? Where's Chad? It's like, exactly. Exactly. That's what he wants you to do. Chad's figured out a way to still have no ideas and get people talking about it. Without even going live. You know, when he goes live, we're like, wow, he has no ideas. And I guess that's pretty funny. Then he stops going live and everybody's like, wow, everyone's talking about Chad because he's missing. It's like, yeah, he's figured out how to parlay his no ideas into still getting... It's just, if you missed it, Chad did a horrible, skit on his Thanksgiving show. The door rang. He walked away for 9 seconds and he came back like, this is fucked up. And then he signed off. And we're all supposed to be for 5 days just wringing our little dicks out going, oh, man. Where's Chad? Where's the sniper? Where's Chad? I hope he's okay. Did he get swatted? Did he get served? Is Chad okay? None of that happened. A delivery driver forgot his order of potato salad and had to bring it back. That's all. Nothing happens in 9 seconds. Here's how you know. And I know everybody likes to pretend they know what's going on or have ideas or have the inside track. Nothing happens in 9 seconds. Of any consequence. If it was a swatting, in 9 seconds, Chad went to the door, answered the door to a bunch of adrenaline-fueled cops who were ready to SWAT. And in 9 seconds, Chad came back. They let him come back, shut the stream down. Oh, God, this is bad. This is bad. This is fucked up. This is fucked up. Right. Right. What else could have happened? He got served papers? And then what? Had to leave? Who signs off after getting served papers? Shut up. It was the end of my show anyway. We were signing off anyway when I got served. It didn't matter. If I had gotten served at 6 a.m. and had 2 more hours of show to do that day, I probably would have done the 2 more hours and just been like, we'll talk about this later. But it worked out great. I got served right at the end of the show. The point is, can you just... Chip Galloway saying, is it just me or can some things happen in 9 seconds? I'm just saying, when have you ever seen a SWAT where the person is allowed to re-enter the room 9 seconds later, shut down the stream, fucked off. Like, no. It's not happening. Anyway, welcome to the stream. Welcome. Hit the like button. We're doing a short one tonight. Look, I don't care what you think or know or feel. I don't owe you shit. I might stop the show. We've beat Steel Toe. That was the point of me doing daily anyway. I'll cut it. I'll knock it. I don't need any of this. I just had the best Black Friday of my life. I got Kevin Brennan going, Melton just taking 7 days off. Yes, it's the holidays. Just because you chose to spend the rest of your life with people you hate doesn't mean the rest of us did that. You know, I don't understand this thing. Like, ugh, it's Thanksgiving. Where is all the streamers? It's like with their families. Not all of us have to set up a little sheet tent and a room divider to run off into a corner and play podcasts because we hate our children, Kevin. Your children are going to grow up and be like, whatever happened to Dad? I don't know. He went to do a podcast when they never came back. Shut up. Where have I been? It's Thanksgiving, you old man. That's where I've been. I announced it. I talked about it. I wasn't missing. Nobody sent out helicopters. Nobody asked for my GPS coordinates on my Apple Watch. I don't have an Apple Watch. The point is, I've got a new chair. It's my posture is upright. And if you can't tell, it's energized me to no end. I've got a lumbar support now. I'm sitting back. You won't get any more easygoing Melton from now on. I've been reinvigorated. Where's Melton? It's Thanksgiving, you old fuck. You old fuck. And by the way, Kevin, I like yous, but Jesus Christ, why don't you fucking catch up? When are you going to realize you're behind on everything? When are you going to realize you're behind on everything? Hit the like button, motherfuckers. I don't want to have to fucking come to where your children go to school or find out where your wife gets paid her pension, you pieces of shit. I'm going off. Enough, Kevin. You know, what in the fuck? What in the actual fuck? Kevin, you're behind on everything. Shuli told you about Super Chats, your enemy. Shuli and Bob tried to get you into memberships. Your enemies. You said it was dumb. Look at you now, membershipping it up. Go to the NLO Clips channel on YouTube. Find a clip from a couple months ago with you on my channel saying gifted memberships are a scam. Anybody doing that's a scam. You'll never do that. Guess what you're doing now, Kevin? Gifted fucking memberships. Melton just goes alone. He doesn't even have anybody on his show. And then cut to 2 weeks ago. You on your Saturday night 5 hour. I can just do this alone. I don't need anybody. Way to figure it out, Kev. Way to figure it the fuck out, Kev. You're behind on everything, old fuck. Don't worry about where I am. Don't worry about it. Who cares? I'm with my family. You're behind on everything, motherfucker. Everything. And then everything's your idea and a good idea. Look, we're getting gifted memberships. We're killing it. We're killing it. Yeah, they were gay and dumb and a scam. 2 weeks ago, you old fuck. You old fuck. Yes, gotcha. You don't do clip shows. Right, right, right. You just play clips from your phone like an old fuck. You do a clip show. You just do the worst one out of everyone. Listen to this. I always play it twice. Ah, listen to this. Ah, that's a clip show. You just suck at it. What are we talking about? Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about it. I took a fucking week off. I don't even know what's going on. My buddy Al Harible is in trouble. I don't even know. Who cares? I smoked a turkey. I don't have time for what? What? Shut up, old man. Just sit back and copy everyone else's ideas while screaming you don't. You're killing it. You're making more money than all of us copying all of our ideas. So shut the fuck up. Why do you need everybody? Why do you need everybody? This might get back to Kevin. He's watching. He's a fan of this. Fuck. I'm sweating in here. I got to turn on my AC. I can't even believe I got to turn on AC in the middle of late November. Jesus Christ. Where's Melton? Fucking gone, bitch. I'm gone. Who cares? Who cares? You need me that bad? First of all, Kevin, you're the one doing oversaturating yourself now. And watch me call this. Kevin doing too many shows. Kevin, too many shows. What's going on? I got to get my bearings in here. I haven't been in here in a week. I had this studio is actually being slept in by family. Yeah, there's a big other area of the studio. So I had air mattress and, you know, family sleeping in here. I aimed all the cameras at the bed so that they would feel really self-conscious. Anyway, welcome to whatever this is. This isn't a show. This is just an update to let you know I'm fine. I don't know what's wrong with everybody else. I'm fine. We had a show this morning ready to go. I had a big comeback Cranksgiving show ready this morning. I couldn't even post it. I got to do something. I understand everybody's got a solution. So, you know, I don't even know. I don't know you nothing. Eat my ass. People on my floor. Yeah, Newports. I had Newports all over on my floor. Most likely you've been sleeping in. No, not even that. I wish. Thanksgiving Eve, I went to bed at 3 a.m. Got up at 7 a.m. I'm smoking brisket. I'm smoking turkeys. You know, so I've had a rough go of it, okay? I've had a rough fucking go of it. Shut up. Short Bus, thank you very much for becoming a member. Are these not working now? I don't even have my... Great. I used to have stuff that worked in this studio. I don't even know if phones work today. Is this going to happen? I hope it's not. Hello? I don't know if that was them or me. Oh, wait, hold on. It's saying my board isn't attached to the computer. Oh, try again. I don't even know if that's... Oh, I get it now. Try again if you're calling in. Probably not going to work still. Hello? Yeah, look, man, everything's falling apart. I don't know, man. I don't know. We're having trouble here today. I can't do it. Don't call into me. Don't call into me. We can't do it today. I'm you know. Now you're telling me I can't put comments on the screen. I mean, you're not telling me that. I'm just seeing it. This is what it's come to. Hold on. If I go in my YouTube, to me. This is bad. All the machines were off, so everything got fucked up, I think. And then can I turn on chats? Nope. No chats. Anyway, oh well. Don't super chat. Don't chat. Don't put any money in here. Don't upgrade your memberships, Krautcat. Take it back today. Fuck. Professional podcaster, streamer, professional? I'm in a bedroom. No one ever said this is professional. And by the way, I don't know if this one will work either. Our voice ones.
Melton, just admit you were too scared of me with my swish of sweets and sugars to stream. You fools. I haven't even reached my final form.
What's Jerry Z's final form? Just like his daughter's?
I can't believe this fucking sweet Finnuck Rob, dog diddler soul. What a wadhead moose knuckle.
I don't know anything about Rob Saul, so I can't comment.
You think you're sniping me, but I'm sniping you. I'm literally a shapeshifter that has perfected the art of mimicry. Where'd the sniper go, you may ask? Well, maybe he's in the trees. Maybe he's on his knees. You literally have no friends, and you were awful on Legion of Skanks. Yeah, it's the holiday season, and we are super busy at Kroger's. boss asked me to work the midday shift. Therefore, I won't be streaming this week. Unless I call in with a hangover, dare you to snipe me?
Opie and Chad and Stuttering John seem to be very concerned about friend. Who has friends? Those people use that as an insult all the time. Like, you don't even have friends. You don't even have any friends. Yeah, right. You don't even have friends, Melton. It's like, what? I mean, what fucking world are we in? I don't have friends? First of all, everybody Opie would have called a friend 10 years ago says he's a complete douche now. Were those your friends? And I have a feeling, Chad, I mean, Chad may say he has friends. Chad has people he annoys on the phone. You know, do you honestly believe, and I want you to be 100% real, when you just think about this little thought experiment. Do you actually honestly believe Godfrey, one of the blackest blacks on the tooth color chart at the dentist, calls Chad up to like catch up or find out what's going on? He's like, yo, what's up with Melton lately? You think he ever like, do you think ever that like Florentine's like, I wonder what Chad's up to, and calls Chad? Like, he doesn't. I mean, there's no fucking way, right? Like, what would Godfrey give a fuck about? What, why? Because they're both from Cleveland? You know? Oh, we got to stick together. Melton's obsessed. Yes. Catch up. Sweaty tryhard member for 7 months. Again, these aren't coming up on the screen. I wish I knew how to make them come up on the screen. You know, we used to have a very professional show. Oh, could I refresh it maybe? Would that do anything? I don't even know if that's the right one. Okay, let me put one on. Oh, wait, it's definitely not that. Got it. It's not that. I was doing the wrong thing. Hold on. This is great. Oh, wow. Why wouldn't that one work? You guys just super chat to yourselves. I'll be with you in a minute. I don't have time for your hijinkery. Honestly, where... I'm having a real issue with this. Is this it? It should just be chat. Like chat. Oh, window capture. That's how I'm doing it. Oh, I'm dumb. Give me one. I'm dumb. No, I'm dumb. Guys, it was me. Okay, I think now. Now I fixed it. All right, Short Butts, thank you for joining. Sweaty Tryhard, thank you for joining. Pat's Dead Pixel, thank you for joining. Chris Bueller, five gifted memberships. Unnecessary. This is insane. That's insane.
This is on a show. This is on a show.
Ticker 747474. Pat, I'll be in Las Vegas till the first. Let's do dinner, babe. I no offense. Don't ever reach out to me to hang out. Krautcat, love me my Monday melted. I don't know why. I'm having a heat stroke. You missed Mersh on Little Mears show. I didn't. Thank you, Krautcat, though. I appreciate the rapid fire $20 of nonsense. Ronnie Mund Jr., a.k.a. Love you, Melty. Always great content. And the straightforward, no backpedal. I mean, just like, can we? I'm not pretending to be the best or the greatest or anything. Like, if anything, I'm jack shit. I'm garbage. I get it. Who cares? What did you? I'm not breaking expectations. What did you expect? I'm the fattest guy there is. Chief Queef Keef. Member for 7 months, this shit is broken. We're getting it back. We're figuring it out. You should have seen me for 20 minutes before the show having a sound issue. If I would have gone live with that, you guys would have been like, oh, God! But I fixed it. I love this part of the show. This isn't a show. Thank you, Wizard Nug. I don't know what the fuck a Wizard Nug is, but I imagine it's some sort of magical weed.
I love me some Swisher Sweets while barebacking my street worker. While Spider sits in the corner mumbling, yeah.
No. Melton's pulling a steel toe. No, I don't need money from you to do this. Stop giving me money. I'm independently wealthy. I'm not threatening you that if you guys don't give, the show goes away. No, it doesn't. This show never goes away. Don't give me money. I don't give a shit. You think I need money? Let me tell you about the Black Friday I had. Let me tell you how dumb I am. And this has nothing to do with my wife yelling at me that I better replace it. I tried to clean out my filthy, greasy grill with a $300 Dyson vacuum cleaner. And just a little heads up, the German Cyclone Engineering doesn't like grease and charcoal dust and ashes. Don't use your Dyson in your grill. It will absolutely fuck your Dyson up. Luckily, Black Friday, I buy a brand new Dyson. Don't even care. I just buy a brand new Dyson. Not because my wife said I had to. Not because she's like, you fucking broke the Dyson. Buy a new Dyson. No, I didn't have to. I run the house. She doesn't run the house. I was like, fuck you. I cooked the meat on that grill. You buy another Dyson. I should get a Dyson every time somebody says $300 entry model. It was. It was the last time. Well, I bought that Dyson in 2018 or whatever. V8. I don't know. I don't know. So then I go, you know, I don't know when the last time you've been shopping for these Dysons are, but you got to be independently wealthy or have good credit to take out a loan. I want this $760 Dyson goes on Black Friday sale at Costco for $499, and now I have a $500 Dyson. And then I got to thinking, is the $500 Dyson, which is really a $700 Dyson, is that one better at sucking up grease and ashes? So I took it out to the grill, and you're not going to fucking believe this. I broke that one too. None of them like grease. Costco took it back though. That's why I wasn't really worried about it. I was like, hey, you know, these things don't take grease. Now I'm waiting for some of you to sit here and go, you went out and did it again. You fucking idiot. No, that's a story. I'm not dumb. This Dyson is nice. I'm not going to ruin it. That was a bet. I didn't ruin a second Dyson. I just wanted to see you guys go, what a fucking idiot. So that was expensive. And then as it, let me just tell you something, because I haven't bought anything for myself from Black Friday in so long. But, you know, Chandler was in here splashing around last week like it was fucking Christmas. So I went apeshit. I got this chair, this Secret Labs chair. This was another $650. $650 for a chair? Okay. Okay. I'm rich now. This chair's never going away. Especially now that I got this chair. And now that I told that story about the vacuum, I can write the vacuum off. That's part of the show. So if any IRS people ever come into our chat room and they're like, do you guys know about this vacuum bit? Be like, yes, that was actually an integral part of the show in 2023. Now, Mooney told me to get this Secret Labs chair. I'm happy with it so far. And I know it's making my posture better. I'm not leaning forward. We're going to see. We'll see. I don't know how it affects my silhouette. If I need to pop up, but we'll find out. I don't like the big backs on chairs, but whatever. And I don't, you know, I'm not a gamer. It's a gaming chair, I guess, technically. I don't recline. I have it locked. It can't recline. It can't swivel. It can swivel, I guess. Anyway, it's not. It's nice. It's firm, but I will say it's nice. And then, as if I stopped there, I bought a $400 32-inch monitor that I don't want anymore. I'm sending that back. I got a little crazy. But I told you all I was getting rid of this iMac. So then I bought a new Apple computer. I went apeshit. I'm not even going to tell you about it. So that just got here. Literally, while I was on air, I watched that arrive downstairs. If you do know my address, please do not go to my porch right now. There is a Mac Studio sitting on my porch, and do not steal it. I do need to go down there and get that. Anyway, I'm doing so good. So if you think it has anything to do with your donations and your money and your nonsense, you can eat my asshole out. You know, I've been eating gravy and turkey and cheesecake and apple cake and pumpkin cookies and stuffing and did I mention the potatoes? Matter of fact, I had a medical emergency this morning too. I was going to have a show this morning. I don't want to get into it. You don't need to know the details. I had a medical emergency this morning at around 9 a.m. And I wouldn't have been able to snipe Chad if he would have gone live. But luckily he didn't. He didn't. And I'm putting it out there right now, just like I did with old Humblebrag. He's fine. Nothing happened. This is fake. It's just a way for Chad to be lazy and not have to do anything. It's literally just a way for Chad to not have to face the music or try or whatever. Chad, we're not going away. The Chad Sniping Network is being developed. It's being, you know, we're doing it. We are going to be Chad sniping. So, like, you can take all the time off you want, honey. Take all the time off you want. We'll be here. The more time off, the better, actually, for me.
Yes, we had a great Thanksgiving in the House of Toe. You know we've been missing the goal lately. So when April missed shooting our Thanksgiving dinner, we went to the local Golden Corral for Thanksgiving with the finest meal ever prepared by Black Hands. One drawback, though, we took her mom and they threw her out after 2 hours of powerlifting food trays. This is my life, brother.
I bet when you take April's mom to the Golden Corral, they call her the Chocolate Wonder Fountain. She's just dripping fudge. He's hiding on Facebook. Yeah, Chad's one of these guys, and we've come across several of these motherfuckers in my, we didn't call it sniping back in 2008 when we used to watch Zipperfish. So I guess it's called sniping now, but we used to watch Zipperfish live and watch him lose his shit. He's one of these guys that, and it turns out Chad's the same way. Who knew? You know, they want is fame. All they want is like more eyeballs and to like blow up his ego. Chad's entire ego is, you know, based around how big he is, how many fans he has, how well he's doing. He's a real comedian. His bookings, who he knows. You know, it's all like surface celebrity nonsense. And I don't understand these people who, once they get what they wish for, which is attention, they lose their mind. James Comey, a.k.a. Zipperfish, if you're in the overdose, go back and check this out. By the way, we do have an overdose special today. $75, 1 year of overdose. Use promo code THANKS. $75, 1 year of overdose. Just choose the annual membership. Scroll down. There's a place there where it says coupon code. It'll already have something in it. Erase that and put in the coupon code THANKS. And you'll get 1 year for $70. Okay? Or sorry, $75. And that's only a 48-hour Wednesday that goes away. But we do have a store promo, 10% off anything in the store for anybody. You don't have to be it's always 15% off for overdose members. But if you want 10% off today, all this week long, actually, nobodylikesonions.com/store. Use promo code THANKS. Okay, there's the obligatory stuff. But anyway, go back and look up James Comey, Zipperfish. He's one of these guys, like, whenever he would normally, it's like E-Rock, you know, he's normally got four people watching, two people watching, seven people watching. And then we go over there, and God forbid they get 30 or 50, you know, from NLO Bleedoff, and they start losing their mind, and they shut down the show. Chad does this. It's like Chad loses his mind when he knows haters are watching. It's like, man, haters are always watching. Haters are always watching. We got, you know, nine Red Bar soldiers in the chat every day. Red Bar's watching. Red Bar's watching. It's like, yeah, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, can you go tell more of them to come watch? Like, that's kind of the goal over here, to get people watching it. You know, this thing where you're like, I wish all you fuckers would just leave and not stop watching. It's like, who cares? Who cares? Do you think the algorithm knows someone's intention when they're watching you? They don't know. They don't care. So anyway, who knew Chad was like this, where if you like watch his show but don't have the right intention behind it, he gets really, really mad and starts lashing out. So thorough, Joe Burrow. Crackhead-ass Sherrod could have produced this. I wish I knew. Is that Sherrod Small? I know the name. I don't know anything about him. He's a black, right? A Lady Slug. What's the brand of the chair? It's a Secret Labs Titan Evo XL, baby. Because I'm a big boy now. I'm actually surprised at how wide this thing. This is one side. I'm hitting one armrest now. And then over here is the other one. And I was talking to Moody about it. I was like, this thing's like wide. Like it's really, like I'm thinking about like, did I get the too big of a one? Like I'm 6'5", 300, but like, and he's like, oh no, they make it for like gamers. So it's like, it's really wide for like giant fat fucks. But how fat? How fat would you have to be to fill this fucking chair? Anyway, I'm going to find out, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Anyway, it's so far so good. I can tell it's good for my gunt. Here's another word to hit the golf. Here's another fiver to hit the goal. There's no goals. When's the next wordless Wednesday? Do you want to do it this Wednesday? Because Tukey's out of commission. He just let me know he won't be doing Wednesday. Moody says I got the Boogie 2988 model. I mean, I can't imagine how fat someone would have to be. Boogie's that guy who breaks his Xbox when his mom comes in the room. I want to be a gamer. Is that Boogie? Is that Boogie? Goldfish. Man. KB was worried about you. Where's Fatty Patty? I know. Don't worry about me, Kevin. I'm not one of these. I'm not Ray, where I'm like, imagine Ray. He's like, my sisters treat me like I'm fucking in their way or something. It's like, you are. Aren't you older than them? Aren't you older than your sisters? And you're like, they won't let me store all my stuff in their basement or in their house. It's like, they have houses. They have houses. I mean, you know, you're 50 and you have nowhere to lay your head at night. You have nowhere to put your belongings. Why isn't Tukey on Wednesday? I guess Stuttering John and someone else copyright struck him for videos they don't even own the copyright to. John's an idiot. You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know because I wasn't, as Kevin said, you know, 7 days. I've been doing my own, like, oh my God, I went to Din Tai Fung down at Aria, one of my favorite restaurants, and had some of those delicate Taiwanese dim sum, you know, some of the delicious pot stickers and Zhao Long Bao. And some of the delicious, the pork and mushroom shumai. Oh, you should see a big fat man eating delicate little things. Anyway, it's great. I've had a nice week. I hope you've had a nice week with your family. You know, this doesn't have to be. Don't worry about where everybody is. We're fine. We're fine. This is a food-only show now, so stay twat. Get the fuck out. Ban her. I'm kidding. Did we let Sheila Aliens back in yet? What's the verdict? Krautcat. Looking for... Oh, by the way, Disgracie sent me another $50. I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even kidding. This bitch can't stop. This bitch can't stop. Save some of that money for paste and also whatever... unsticks paste. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. Looking forward to Rumble Friday. I heard Steel Toe did a 10-hour anniversary show. Is that correct? And did anybody watch it? Are there any highlights? You know? I'd love to know. So your Dyson was totaled like your Lex. Oh, boy. I smell bubble Mises. What does that mean? I smell bubble meat. Ask your wife what that means. A Cohen will know from bubble Mises. Danielle will know. Okay, this seems like some sort of thing. But I did. Oh, you know what I found out is somebody from the dealership where my Lexus is being repaired. It's probably not going to be. They're still debating. My insurance company and the body shop are still fighting about whether or not it can be salvaged. And I got an email from somebody anonymous. I don't usually talk about this kind of stuff, but I got an email from some anonymous threat actor who's going around telling me that, and by the way, I got a photo, so I know it's real. I know it's real. Somebody sent a photo of my wrecked Lexus. So I don't know how that, happens. Somebody sent a photo of my wrecked Lexus to Chad and Stuttering John and Joey C. And I think that's what like clued them off to me wrecking it and having to drive my old car again, you know? So, you know, you tell me. You tell me, but it looks like there's some fan that works at the Lexus repair center that tipped off Chad and Joey and Stuttering John. I don't know what. Look, it's an invasion of personal privacy, and it's weird, but, like, it doesn't hurt me in any way. Okay, you have a picture of my wrecked Lexus. You know? So... I don't even know. Okay. What do you do with that? Lexus equals total. Dyson's equals totaled. Pure fiction, but very entertaining. Sherrod is a crackhead. How do we know what's real? You had some delicious, delicate dog. Delicious. Oh, you're being raped. Who is this guy? Do we have a new enemy? Goldfolds? What is this man? No. I had chicken and pork. I had some vegetable. Oh, I had the spicy chicken wontons. I think Moody went and ate at Din Tai Fung when he was here. It's one of my favorite places in town. I highly recommend it. Oh, stop. Your Lexus was not totaled. You were hilarious. Bubble Mises. Ha 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 ha. Stop it. What is happening? What the fuck is happening? I really am locked up internally about this whole thing. Anyway, that's what's up. That's what's real. And that's what's happening. Any other questions? So I had a nice Thanksgiving. I'm having a nice time. Seems like Starbucks. Oh, no. What is this now? Beloved Chatter. Oh, hello, Beloved Chatter. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Seems like S-Bucks Ambassador is a Melton enemy. He unsubscribed and removed your number from his phone. Oh, no. Oh, no. He no call in no more? He no interrupt the show? Why am I Asian all of a sudden? Is it because of the Din Tai Fung? It was very good, but they were dogmatic about how you eat the Xiao Long Baos. No, they weren't. They walk away. You can do anything you want. You can do anything you want, okay? You don't have to do anything that way. Come on! Anyway, so it's good. It's good. You should have it. And I saw somebody sent me a... Hold on, let me get my email. Because somebody did send me the screenshot of... Where is it? Oh, Starbucks Ambassador super chatted Kevin. And it says, Melton hasn't done a show in 6 days. He has an old show running with 7 people watching. The chatters claim his internet is down. I've unsubbed and deleted his call-in number. I like consistency MLC for life. Fuck yeah. What a splurg. A splurg is a guy who is a spurg, but also drinks so much coffee. He has accidents in his pantaloons a lot. Oop, made a little splurg. Made a little splurg. Goldsfolds, have you not learned any Yiddish from Danielle? Bubba Mises. What is that? I'm going to have to Google something. Anyway, the story of your total Lexus, total Bubba Mises. Too funny. I mean, what? Okay. I don't like when people have that. Having a photo of your wrecked Lexus is like having a photo of your ex-girlfriend's pussy. It's like, yeah, I used to drive that. But I'm not responsible for how it looks right now. Does that make any sense? But also, like, Starbucks Ambassador was like my best friend last week. I think Monday or Tuesday he sent me a gift certificate for $10. And I did go to Starbucks. And I even thought for a moment about ordering that, whatever that thing he said was, you know, the praline caramel roasted chestnut coffee brulee. I don't Snapple tea. I don't know what it was. Anyway, I thought about getting it and then I just thought it sounded gross. I can't. It's too much sweet, if that makes any sense. In your mouth, it's too much sweet. Like, honestly, I can't put up with like that much sugar. I've never been like a sweets guy, but when you got praline and caramel sugar and candied chestnuts and fucking, you know, candy cane bits and... It's fucking insane. What are you doing? You asked me if I wanted a coffee, and now I'm getting literally like an ice cream sundae with a straw. Oh yeah, whipped cream. He had extra whipped cream and crystals, and it's bananas. Spurgy Snake says it's too much for him, and that's coming from a pastry chef. You're a pastry chef? That's cool. That's cool. And look, I'm not against a donut. I'm not against a Danish. I'm not against a fucking ice cream sundae, but I'm here for coffee. It's just weird. It's weird why we have to turn everything into other stuff. We had to turn muffins into cakes. You know, we had to turn coffee into fucking milkshakes. What's going on? Just have milkshakes. Just say I'm an adult. My life's shit. I hate my spouse. And I want a milkshake for breakfast. Just say it. Say the words, fatty. Say the words. You want a chocolate caramel milkshake. And you wouldn't be mad if it perked you up. And by the way, you're going to need the caffeine because you're going to go into a... You know, the two things are antithetical to each other. They're going to be fighting each other. You're going to eat all this sugar and have a crash. And then, you know, you got the caffeine trying to wake you up while you're literally just falling into your steering wheel on the way to work because you've had donut holes embedded in a straw. You know, these drinks are wild. It was an old Tom Segura joke a long time ago on one of his specials, but he's like, you drive up to Starbucks now, they're like, what can we get started to eat for you? It's like, I want coffee. I'm not here for sous vide egg bites and cake pops. Cake pops? As if I'm on my way to a child's birthday party and I forgot to bring anything. Yeah, could I get a couple dozen cake pops, actually? That'd be great. I think they're $6 a piece. Oh, we have a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $9.99. Okay. Meanwhile, you walked in there for a coffee. I'm not kidding. I went through the drive-thru the other day and got a couple things for two people. It was like $23. I was like, what's happening? And I used the gift card that... Starbucks ambassador sent me. So thank you, Starbucks ambassador. I'm sorry I'm not diligent enough for you. I mean, what a fucking nut. What a nut. And by the way, haven't we already been through this once, Starbucks ambassador? Don't come back. Don't come back. You know, we already had one falling out. What's going to happen next week when you have an... Because, first of all, we all know you're not going to stop listening. No, we all know you're not going to stop listening. You're listening. And we all know that Starbucks ambassador is not a guy who can stop himself from calling in or commenting. So it's like, Chad, we're going to have to wait the 3 days, 4 days until you literally start shaking from either alcohol withdrawals or NLO withdrawals. And then you're going to comment again. You're going to write in, or you're going to start this thing with Kevin like you've already done. Hello, we've been through this before. Do you guys remember this? He'll just start super chatting Kevin every day about me. Do you remember this? We went through this with Starbucks ambassador. He's already done this.
Melton was over there today saying that I drink too many coffees. Well, I don't. It's like,
why are we talking through Kevin's show? Come back. You know you're fine. I get it. You're a convicted felon. You're addicted to coffee. You couldn't move back east. You're staying here. Couldn't we just be friends? No. You have to make up some big battle we're in now. I can't. And you guys want me to wake up in the morning and do a show tomorrow? Please, as if you deserve it. I'm done. I'm done with this show. We did what we set out to do. We beat Steel Toe. It was a fun lark. And we did it. And we did it. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Let's just all go back to our... You can go back to watching Kevin and Bob. And by the way, is Bob dead? Is Kevin right? Is Bob defeated? Is the Levy verse done? There's so much drama. Hello? 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 He's like, I guess Out of the Coffin was on Shuli Network last night. So it's not going to be on Levy Land anymore. Bob, is this true? Have you given up Levy Land? And why? Is it because you couldn't get monetized, so you run back to Levy's channel? Is it because Levy, it was pointed out that Levy didn't have any other shows on his network? Because, look, if you do look at it in a weird way, Bob took Levy Land and Out of the Coffin away from Shuli to put it on his own network. And that only lasted like literally 2 or 3 weeks. And now Levy is over back on Chewy Network. Is it because of monetization? You know, the dichotomy of that is you gotta just stick it out over on your non-monetized channel. You're never going to get likes and follows and watch hours if you're not doing your shows on the non-monetized channel. You know, you get monetized by having the hours watched. You know, Colt C said Starbucks ambassador was so excited about your pre-owned Lexus. I think he imagined riding the Star. I mean, look, the guy lives in town. I would have absolutely gone and had a coffee with him and met him and, you know, been core. I don't understand. Look, I don't react to insane people. That's not true. Shut up. Starbucks ambassador was so fine with me last week. He sent me a gift and then now he's outraged and has deleted my information. And in between that, what happened between him and I was nothing, nothing. So that's how much I shall put into caring about this. Nothing. I didn't do anything to the guy. So the fact that he wants to start bouncing off walls and spurging out, that's him. I haven't done anything. And look, if that means we can get through shows quicker without his, you know, insane mania calls, then so be it. Melty, I turned 21, said Smokey the Spurg. What's a liquor recommendation for me? Well, why not an aged scotch, like a 22 Macallan or something like that. Get something nice. Get yourself a bottle of, I don't know. What do you like? You know, what do you like? I don't know. You might be a PBR kind of guy. I'm not, but happy birthday. Make yourself a cake. You little, splurgy, the chef. Goldfish 101. I'm a fan, not an enemy. Can you get a Jack Webb AI voice on your shiztick? Shiznick, Jack Webb, do it. I'm going to be honest. Most of what you say is like, wild stuff. Wizard Nug, gifted 5 memberships as well, which is, making me a little hard in my new chair. Sleep in, people get too attached and are needy. Yeah, I mean, look, I was up. That's the thing. For anybody who thinks I'm lazy, let me tell you how annoying it is for me. I should tell you how annoying it is in my life. And anybody on our Discord knows this is the truth. I'm up at 2:30 today. The show is pretty planned out, so I slept in a little. I'm up at 2:30. The internet's out. Now, this happens a lot. It happens quite a bit. And it usually doesn't last too long. And so I wait it out. You get the coffee. You set up the laptop. I take the dog out. Come back in. It's still not on. I go up. I reboot all my router equipment, the modem. I disconnect for a while. Reinstall it. You know. It's still not connecting. It's still not, and it's the modem is saying it can't connect. So it's not my system at all. And I'm up, you know. So the argument about being lazy and stuff, it's like, it's insane. People know I'm in the Discord chatting. I'm like, this is fucking retarded. So I'm up. I was up from 2:30 to 5 a.m. That's 2.5 hours, you know. For all intents and purposes, I'd be more than halfway done with the show. I'd rather do the show. Time flies when I come in here and do the show. I've been going right now for an hour coming up on. So, I mean, look, it is what it is, but if I can't connect to the internet, I got to look into some cellular backup thing. The problem is all the cellular backup stuff costs just as much as the regular. I'm going to pay $150 for a cellular failover connection. I pay $150 for Gigablast Cox as it is. Gigablast. I can never Gigablast. I barely Giga Pre. I barely get a little Giga Pre going before I definitely never Gigablast. And I'm trying to Cyber Monday and Gigablast all over stuff. It's fucked up. So I was awake, just sitting there twirling my dick. And, you know. There we go. There we go. Daniel Gore. Daniel G. Why did I say your full name?
That's hey, listen. It's the holidays. And with all the babies striking channels, quit being lazy and go to the NLO Clips channel, subscribe, and let's get this monetized for Pat in case we need a backup channel so you don't end up on Irrelevant Rumble like me.
Yeah, NLO Clips isn't really a backup channel. I'm not trying to use it as a backup channel. But do go like it. I guess it could be used as a backup channel, but that's not the intention, you know? It'd be nice if it was monetized just for the views.
I know we've had our differences, but I really screwed up this time, Patrick. I tried hiding on Facebook, and I'm stuck. Can you help me?
What does that even mean? What does that even mean? That Chad was hiding on Facebook? Is it because, like, he has the least followers when it comes to, like, Facebook and Instagram and stuff? So, like, that's where he's, like, hiding out? Again, I don't understand. He's one of these guys who, like, he doesn't want people watching what he does. He thinks he can control... Again, he thinks he can control the attention... intention of what people think while they're watching. Like, only watch my stuff if you're, like, into it and think I'm cool. And it's, like, cool what I'm doing. Because he said that, he said that on MLC last week or something. He said something, it was so pathetic. He's like, no, I do a good show. People are into it. It's like, oh, okay, Chad. What world? What world are we in? I'm telling you right now, if Overdose ever got down to 90 people, I'd blow my brains out. I know I said earlier, like, stop giving me money, see if I give a shit if the show goes anywhere. The show won't go anywhere, but I'd blow my brains out. It would literally mean I couldn't convince 100 people that this was worth anything. You know? So come on. What are we talking about? It's like, Chad, your numbers, you make them public. Everybody sees how many people watch your shows.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows how many members you have. And yet you remember everything gets locked down. You know, everything gets locked down the minute Chad does it. This will be up later for members only. Like, holy shit. Just email those 90 people. Beloved Chatter says, I wish Chad well. He doesn't want to give Chad and Stutcho his name in the counterclaim, though. What? Chad struck Tukey. I don't think that's fair. That's true. I don't know. Apparently the second strike came from like a made up name and stuff. Everybody's just saying it's Chad. There's no evidence of that at all. So, you know, did you SWAT him? No. Why would I? First of all, swatting is very illegal. Like, you'll get in big trouble for swatting. Just so as you know. Gold Flam, wait a minute. You're in comedy. Comedy invented by Jews, and you have zero idea what shtick means. Ha ha, wow. Danielle could help, maybe. What are you talking? What's your obsession with Jews? Shtick. Is that how you spell it? Or is that like the razor? Wait, no. What's the razor company? Is Gillette, and what's the other company? Isn't it shtick? I'm having a real high brain fart. What's the other razor company that everybody uses besides Gillette? Shtick? Schick. Schick. I knew I wasn't crazy. Is this Liv? No. I'm Patrick. Tyler? Schlitz? No, that's malt liquor. Schlitz? Schick. Schick. Is that really the company? That sounds wrong. Schick. S-C-H-I-C-K. Schick. All right. Chandler went right back to Steel Toe. Loads of money after they graveled and made that bit. Hold on. Chandler went right back to Steel. Hold on. Chandler went right back to give Steel Toe loads of money after they graveled and made that bit, inferring they own Chandler. He gets off on the groveling. Maybe. I don't look. I don't. If Chandler wants to give money to anybody, he's allowed to give money to anybody, and you can't control that. I think it's very funny when he gives money to anybody but Chad. Like, look, it's funny when he withholds from Steel Toe, too, because they need it. It's like, Jesus Christ. That's what KB said over the weekend. Oh, because on Thanksgiving, I tweeted something like, thanks to everybody who supported the show. Like, hope you have a good Thanksgiving, whatever. And KB, like, quoted the tweet and wrote, like, it's just Chandler who supports your show or something like that. And it was like, okay. Like, first of all, I'm the motherfucker who, like, tells Chandler to take his money and stuff it up his asshole. Not that his money's not as good as anybody else's money, and not that when he decides he wants to give money that it's not appreciated, just like everyone fucking else. But I'm the one who's called this for 9 months now about, about basically Chandler being too much of your of a support system for your program, and then when he disappears, it's gonna wreck you. It's gonna wreck you. So, Chad, yeah, man, we watched him beg the day this all happened. When Chandler, I think it was Monday, when Chad went on MLC after my sniping show of him that morning, or two of them. You know, when Chandler was like, "You fucked up." It was the one where he gifted all the memberships and stuff. You know? So when he did that, it's funny to me. Am I getting money? Am I making money? Yes, it's great. If I was watching him do that to Steel Toe, give them thousands of dollars, while Chad was watching and spiraling about not getting that money, it would be just as funny to me. Does that make sense? Like, what I'm trying to say is, if, as long, ABC, anyone but Chad, if Chad's watching his enemy Steel Toe get a bunch of money, it fucking pisses Chad off. When I see Chandler give a bunch of money to Steel Toe, I don't, like, Chandler has given tens of thousands of dollars to Steel Toe. Like, that, there's no, like, it is what it is. And by the way, you can't control it. So are you trying to control it or tell Chandler? Literally, like, Jake Hudson goes live. He's like, don't give him any money. Don't give them money. Give me money. And he pouts. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the most disgusting things you've ever seen in your life. But he just, like, pouts about other people getting money. And it's like, I mean, you just can't. That's not your income model. It's fun when it's Steel Toe. It is. That's why it's fun. That's why it's also funny when he gets, when look, if Chandler came along and started gifting a bunch of fucking money to Chad, and April and Aaron are watching, they would also melt down and lose their minds and get uber jealous about it all. And that would be funny to me as well. So right now he's withholding from Chad. Look, if I know Chandler, Chandler will be back to giving money to Chad in no time. That just seems to be Chandler. I don't know. I can't call it. I don't talk to the guy outside of my chat room. But I don't know. Chandler doesn't seem to hold grudges and seems to forgive and forget. So what do I know about anything? What's funny is the reaction of the person not being given money. It's not the reaction of the person being given money. The person being given money will always be thankful for the money. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's money. But how many people does giving money to that person make mad? That's what counts. And I think when it comes to Steel Toe, you do get a lot of that. There's a lot of little shows that make fun of Steel Toe. There's a lot of Reddit people who seem to take a lot of pleasure in Steel Toe's misfortune. I haven't seen the 10-hour thing, so I don't even know what happened, honestly. But Yeah, I would imagine that Chandler takes a little bit of happiness. I think Chandler probably, and maybe this is me projecting, I would take a little schadenfreude at watching the people I'm not giving money to squirm rather than watching the people I'm giving money to appreciate it or say thankful, if that makes sense. The way I'm wired, I'm watching for the social, psychological, emotional reaction in the people that I'm not giving money to see how they react when I give giant sums of money to people they do or don't like. That's what I'm watching for. And I think that's how he's really pushing people's buttons. Giving somebody $1,000 doesn't really, I mean, but ooh. You know, even me, when Chad got paid, when I got sunburned as fuck to make $1,000 jumping in the spa, and then Chad just went, oh, why didn't I get any money? That was funny. But then Chad got $1,000 to go to a hotel and jump in a pool, and then I was like, the fuck? I'm sunburned. This is bullshit. The reaction of the person who didn't get the money is way funnier than the reaction of the person who got the money. Now, look, watching Chad prance around in a Hawaiian shirt with a cocktail at a pool where he feels awkward and jumping in and keeping his... like, that was great. That was great. It was funny. But then watching, oh, he gave El Haribe $1,000 to just, you know, dance around in a pool, and he gave Chad $1,000 to dance around a pool. How do you feel about that, Melton? You got burnt. Yeah, it's funny to watch me bitch about Chad getting the same amount for doing nothing. That's what's funny. That's what's funny. So it's funny all the way around. It's not only funny when we're laughing at Chad because he's not getting money because I'm getting money. It's funny when we're laughing at Chad not getting money and Steel Toe's getting the money, making Chad mad. It'd be just as funny if Chad was getting money and it was making Steel Toe mad, or Chad was getting money and it was making me mad. It really would. I got a little fire lit under my ass about the $1,000 for the spa, because it's like, it's not one for one. It's not for one for one, but that, look, you know, that's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of Chandler. You can't control it. It's another man's money, and getting mad about what he does or does not spend money on is insane to do. Okay. Goldfish phosphorus, Goldfoldsy. NBA players today have no idea who Jerry West was. I don't even follow the fucking NBA, though. Who cares? Who cares? Melton has no idea what shtick means. Same thing said. I mean, look, if you're into sports, you're gay. That's all I have to say about that. Sports are dumb. Sports are gay. And you should be aware of it. Remember for 6 months, Chandler went right back. I've been watching this Formula One Drive to Survive. Maybe sports are gay, but that one's okay. Ever since the Formula One was here, I've been trying to learn about Formula One. Chandler went right back to give Steel Toe loads. Oh, I already did that one. Sorry. Yeah, anyway, look, I don't know any of you anything, and Chad's a fucking liar. Chad, anything Chad's doing, you can guarantee it's just for attention. You know, Kevin's over there worried, like, Chad doesn't go missing. Chad doesn't disappear like this for hours. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And first of all, he hasn't. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. He's not staying away. He's not in jail. He's not dead. He's on Instagram posting stories. Why is he on Instagram posting stories? Because he doesn't have any followers there. He's safe. On Twitter, go look. It's just like Steel Toe. You know, everybody, you want to pretend what's what? It's what is, man. Just go look. Go look at any Steel Toe tweet. Pick one. I'll wait. Any tweet that's not a retweet. Any original Steel Toe tweet. You know what's crazy? He tweets out like when they're doing a show like 4 times. The Rumble link, the YouTube link. Okay, we're firing it up. All right, we're about to get going. Somehow he has a tweet go out in the middle of their show sometimes linking to it. And like when you'll add up the 4 tweets linking to their show, they'll get like 3 likes. It's insane. So go pick a Chad tweet. Go pick a Steel Toe tweet and then read the replies. And that's why Chad's not on. That's why Chad's not on Twitter. You know, on Twitter, you can't delete someone else's comment. On Instagram, what? Oh, someone writes something you don't like on Instagram on your comments? You can delete it. The person who writes it is not in control of their message. The person who receives it is on Instagram. So when you don't like something Chad says on Instagram and you write your little comment, fuck you, Chad, you get blocked and restricted. Your comment doesn't show up. And it looks like Chad's really got supporters. Even though half of the comments didn't even say he's doing a good job or he likes them or whatever, those are trolls, you know. Doesn't matter. But on Twitter, Chad can't delete. He can block you, but that don't stop. And I tell everybody, even when a guy blocks you, like Chad or whatever, Aaron Imholt, tag him every time. Tag him. I know it feels useless because they blocked you. Their followers and people who search for them can find those tweets based on your tag. So always mention them. Always tag them. It drives Aaron Imholt crazy. Because you can't control the narrative and you can't control the tide on Twitter. Go look at the replies. Everyone hates Aaron. Every reply is a troll and something mean to Aaron. Same with Chad. So that's why he's hiding over on Instagram, right? I think it's to delete comments. Terry Nee, glad you're doing well, Mel. Thank you. I hope you're doing well. I hope everyone's doing well. You know, at a time like this, in the holidays, when everyone's piling on and there's so much anger and animosity, it's important to remember each other. People who are good to you, be good to them. People who are nice to you, be nice to them. Reciprocate that love. People who are cunts to you, be a fucking ruthless asshole. You know, give them a chance or two. Everybody deserves redemption. Everybody deserves a second chance. Give them a chance or two, but you keep being an asshole. Burn them to the ground. Your karma now. You're the one who knocked. Fuck everybody. You know, again, you know, it's a time of year where you really should have some sympathy and practice kindness, understanding. And yeah. Sure. Life can be tough. You know, you're lucky if you have somebody you love and they're in your life and you have a little, you know, sliver of happiness amongst all the anguish that is existence. But, you know, not everybody's that lucky. Take a look at Chad. Unloved, alone, faking a swatting on Thanksgiving. It's sad. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles feels upbeat when compared with Chad's actual existence. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least John Candy had an imaginary family to go home to. Chad can't even imagine a brother who's not splatted under a car. Chad can't imagine a stepfather whose head is not next to the bottom of a mug coming crashing down on his head. Chad can't imagine a father who would call him up on Thanksgiving and go, I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you. You're a real comedian. Chad can't imagine a mother who's not walking on her hands while her legs are spread akimbo in the back of a 74 sedan. He can't even wrap his little Cleveland brain around it. So cheers and give it up for all the people you love and are happy with and who support you and family, even if you don't get along great. You know, Ray and his sisters, at least he's welcome there, you know? At least he's welcome there. I see people in the chat. Low blow, Melton. Yep! We're low blowing over here, bitch! We're low blowing their words. It's verbal. Low blow, Melton. Yep! Yep, I low blow over here. So strap in. Again, you know, if you're not okay with the kid fucking jokes, I don't fuck children, okay? I talk about it. I joke about it. I think it'd be sweet if it was legal. I don't do it.
Whoa, he said it'd be sweet if it was legal. That means it's real. Print. Print. prove it. Prove I don't fuck children? I don't know. That'd be a tough one. That'd be a tough one. How do you even tell how old a kid is? Count them open and cut them open and count the rings? What was I saying? Count them open and cut the rings. I low blow. That's the point. I was concerned. Hadn't seen Chad or Melton pop up on YouTube. Glad you're doing okay, Melt. Maybe Chad got hurt. Chad is hurt. Low blow. That was a low blow. Yep. Imagine if that hurt me. Oh, fuck, was it? I take it back. Fuck, was that a low blow? I'm into it. I'm into low blows. I'm into high blows, low blows. I take blows where I can get them. You're worried about what kind of blows? I'm sorry, are you the ref on the internet trying to make sure it's a clean fight? Bounce. Turns out Melton just flew in from Thailand this morning. Right. And boy, is my penis tired because of all the boy sex. Oh, my God. All right. I don't have time for this. I'm going to get out of here. It's a short one today. I just wanted to give you my thoughts on all this stuff. I'm not missing. I told you all I wasn't doing shows Thursday and Friday. Turns out I didn't do shows really at all because the Skyping stuff happened and, you know, it's whatever. But look, again, you know, there's a reason I'm a one-man operation. I checked with the boss. He said it was okay. So I just did it. I'm sorry we didn't run it by you, my board. Anyway, I've had enough of you. Tomorrow morning, 4 a.m., internet permitting. And I am going to look into it. I've got a T-Mobile in-home 5G internet replacement thing that I'm looking at. And then also a friend told me he's got another solution that might be useful. But I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to be paying just as much as I pay for regular internet for backup internet. You know what I mean? You really are from Winter Haven, Total Hick. Yeah, Polk County, Florida, baby. Ride or die, 813. I think Polk County's 863 now. Yeah, I don't run away from being a complete redneck piece of shit. I don't. I grew up very poor. My parents were alcoholic, abusive, weirdos. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Probably why I can't handle Alexis. You know? Too much vehicle. See you tomorrow morning. Thank you for being a friend of mine, Kevin.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking. And the low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the...